Yo,
check this out.
This out.
Previously heard.
Previously heard. Good Hope FM.
Let's go.
So for Heritage Month, we've been doing wonderful things on Wednesdays where we've been speaking a lot about food security and we've been speaking a lot about the heritage of food in the Western Cape and in South Africa. And we've been also talking a lot about the specific challenges that COVID has caused for vulnerable communities who struggle with food security, which means that they struggle to always know where the next food is coming from. Maybe their finances are unreliable or it's tricky to make money in this time or even to have a job. And so we've been able to talk to different people who've been interacting with those kinds of ideas. And I'm very excited because this is obviously the last day of Heritage Month and I have an opportunity now to speak to you and speak to one of the co-founders of a really incredible organization called Food Flow. Her name is Ashley Newell and she joins me on the radio now. Ashley, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for this opportunity.
Thanks so much for being on the radio. So, Ashley, you, of course, I think a lot of people are going, not from here, but definitely from here, at least from your accent alone. How did you end up in Cape Town and started at least working on something like food security in this part of the world with Food Flow?
Yeah, it's been a long journey for me, how I ended up in South Africa, originally from California, but have been here for the last 10 years working in communities. And yeah, COVID's been a great opportunity to make connections during this crucial time.
Absolutely. So tell us what Food Flow does and how long it's been around for.
Yeah, so Food Flow launched just weeks before lockdown began. My co-founder, Iming Lin, is a small-scale farmer herself in Cape Town and lost her restaurant clients as soon as those restaurants had to close and recognized that many farmers would be in the same position as her. And at the same time, schools had just closed and aftercare programs. And we know how many people rely on the valuable meals that are that are offered by those services. So she had the idea of seeing if we could connect small-scale farmers and fishers to keep the food flowing and get it to the communities that need it the most.
Wow, that's amazing. So I know that a lot of people, a lot of us city dwellers, have no idea what a small-scale farmer or fisher looks like, or at least a limited idea, because when we think of farms from our like city centers, we think of these huge productions. What meaningfully does small-scale farming mean in this part of the world? And I guess for your co-founder, what kind of things was she growing and providing to restaurants?
Yeah, so the benefit of the small scale farmers is that they are able to grow these specialty vegetables, which many of the high end restaurants really benefit having these unique heirloom vegetables that they can offer. But I think what's really special, particularly about Cape Town, is small scale farmers are here in the city and are your neighbors. And there are people locally producing food just next door. Sure. And a real challenge that we face now in thinking about that our work moving forward is how to keep the food local and how to make sure that you do know the farmer next door and are able to get food from them.
And of course, that is amazing because, I mean, we've all seen the terrible job stats. We've all know how many people have suffered during COVID in particular in a country where many people struggle for work in the first place. We know how many people have just given up looking for work at all. And so we know how important it is to try and help our own communities. Okay, so Ashley, what does Food Flow actually do? Because I'm seeing some extraordinary numbers here on your website, foodflowza.com. What do you guys actually do? And what an incredible thing to have been doing this work during a historic pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks to the support that we received from so many individual donors, we've been able to purchase over 1.8 million rand worth of food from small-scale farmers and fishers.
Wow.
And we just have those farmers and fishers delivered directly into community organizations that are local to them. So it's keeping the food local, and it's enabling the same high-quality vegetables and protein that normally would be going into high-end restaurants to get it into the communities that need it most during this time.
That's incredible. So tell me about harvest bags, because it seems like you guys have made more than 15,000, which is a lot.
Yeah, so a harvest bag consists of roughly 8 different vegetables, or in the case of fish, that's a kilogram of fish. And that goes into distributed to families, although we also deliver to a number of soup kitchens, which in that case, we're delivering bulk vegetables, cooler boxes of fish so that the kitchens can cook up for the community.
Sure. And you guys, I think, have been doing similar work, or at least work alongside Abalobi, which does similar stuff, but with small scale fishes. We've spoken to different people involved in that a lot for Heritage Month.
Absolutely. So we were the largest non-commercial supporter of the small-scale fishers that work with Abalobi during lockdown. And it's been a great opportunity because we kept the market open for them supplying into these communities thanks to donor support. It also justified their own fishing trips to keep the fish flowing into their own communities as well.
Oh, that's incredible. Ashley Newell of Food Flow, thank you so much for all of this incredible work and also telling us about it and pursuing it and doing more of it in such an arduous time with you and all of the team at Food Flow and all of the different people who are involved. And now I'm sure a lot of people are listening and going, wow, this is quite extraordinary. How can we get involved? What are the ways that normal people out there in the world can support?
Absolutely. So we have two ways you can currently support us. One is, of course, sponsoring a harvest bag. And every week we continue to make deliveries of vegetables and fish into communities. And at the moment, we're also running a Fund of Funds, crowdfunding to help us bridge into our next chapter of continuing to enable this connection from farmer to community beyond COVID, and bringing in informal vendors into the value chain and keeping the food flowing.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so Thunder Fund is away, but all the details are on foodflowza.com. Ashley Newell of Food Flow, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for explaining this work and doing this good work in and around Cape Town with your whole team.
Feel it. For more, tune in to goodhopfm.co.za.
It's all you need.